There are nearly 3,000 homeless people in Sonoma County. That's according to a survey done by the county in August of this year. It's a growing problem in the region. The number of homeless is up 6% from the same time last year. But a grant from the state's Homeless Emergency Aid Program could help. The $12 million in state funds have been set aside for Sonoma County. But the county must still submit an application detailing how the funds will be spent before receiving any money. Stakeholders have different ideas on how to get the most out of the grant.
I think that we're proving how much more affordable it is to prevent homelessness than to try and deal with it after the fact. Not only financially, but morally.
That's Jennifer Wirtz, a volunteer with the nonprofit Guerneville Community Alliance. I met with her after her presentation Saturday to learn more about the organization's work. The Guerneville Community Alliance writes emergency rent checks for families at risk of going homeless.
And it's been, you know, like super affordable. We've prevented 13 working households that represents 19 adults, 9 kids, and 1 unborn baby from becoming homeless since the beginning of the year in a 4-block town for about $14,000.
Well, right now, at this moment, we have a physical housing crisis. We simply do not have boxes for people to stay in, to stay warm and dry, and have a lock between them and the world.
That's Scott Wagner, a volunteer for Homeless Action. He thinks the money should be used to build tiny homes for the homeless on county property. The tiny homes he envisions are 120 square foot structures with one room.
These tiny homes that we're advocating are in the $2,700 to about $8,000 range per person.
Wagner's view comes from getting to know many people who are homeless through his volunteer work.
We're really focused right now on just getting people out of the rain. It is the winter. It's crazy that people are suffering out there. My friend last night was on the streets, and he was cold all night and wet. And another friend found him in the morning and was able to get him some new clothes, you know. He's just there the same way that I would be, but for different circumstances.
Wirtz agrees that something needs to be done for those on the street now. But she added that we also need to make sure the problem doesn't get worse.
I think that we should try to build more housing and help people, the existing homeless population, of course, right? I'm not trying to take anything away from that. But I would say that if you're going to spend $1 million to house 10 people and you have 10 or 20 more people giving up and becoming homeless, you're never going to solve the problem. We'll still be talking about a homeless crisis 10 years from now and how to fund things and what solutions that we should try. I feel like prevention is overlooked because it's not a right now kind of thing. But I really feel strongly that is a real big part of the solution, is to prevent more homelessness. And you know, it's affordable, so why aren't we doing more of it?
The Sonoma County Community Development Commission will begin accepting project proposals for use of the funds in January, with the application closing in February. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.